Habla usted Spanglish with Larry Torres. Great Grandpa
había sido much worse. As Canutito was tying his shoes that morning, he was still thinking about how malcriadito his grandpa had been when he was a little boy. Oiga, Grandpa, he asked as he came into the kitchen that morning, did your papa ever punish you whenever you played tricks on your teachers?
The first thing that you have to say in the mañana is, Buenos días, de Dios.
Grandma Cuca threw it as she set a stack of tortillas down on the table.
You don't just start a conversación like si hubieras dormido con nosotros.
But I did sleep with the two of you, Canutito interjected. I always sleep en el mismo cuarto de dormir.
Sí, pero that is not any kind of an excuse for not saying it.
Grandma Cuca scolded him. Grandpa Caralampio sat down by the little boy and patted him on the shoulder, saying all the while,
Déjalo, Cuca. He was just asking a simple question. And the answer is that, as a matter of fact, mi papá did llegar a darme a couple of good friegas whenever he caught me doing atrocidades or making males. But mainly, he just left me alone porque, as he used to say, no matter how bad you are, you era mucho más peor.
Really, Grandpa, asked Canutito, was your dad much more of a troublemaker than you yourself were when you were little?
You had better believe it, Buster, replied Grandpa Caralampio. Es que one day, he told a maestra que he didn't have no pencil. So ella lo despachó to town to get one after he showed her que he had un nickel to buy one.
Did pencils really only used to cost a nickel in those days? Asked Canutito somewhat surprised.
Yes, replied Grandpa. And that was for the fancy ones. Los cheaper pencils costaban dos por penny.
No way, exclaimed Canutito. Really? Two for a penny?
Simón que sí, answered his grandfather. Pero it was like trying to write with a piece of wire. You had to lamberle la punta al lápiz after every letter you made just to make it right. Pero getting back to my own dad, es que he skipped out of the schoolyard tomando su sweet time as he walked over to the little store. Es que he happened to go past el caucho bar, and as he was walking, he peeked inside. Oh, there, he saw a group of men apostando dinero en un card game. Since my father was a boy who was tall for his age, lo invitaron to come on inside and to bet his own nickel on the luck of the draw.
Did they really think that your dad was older than he was? Asked Canutito.
Oh, sure, mijo, replied Grandpa Caralampio. There were all kinds of muchachos viejones in elementary school in those days. It was due to the fact that they were pulled out of school so often to go a la borrega. By the time they came back from the cheap camps, they were so far behind on their schooling que los maestros thought that they were all morrodos. But let me tell you what happened to my own father.
Canutito buttered his tortilla slowly as he listened to his grandpito tell him his historia de más antes.
My dad went into the dark bar room and laid his nickle en la mesa. And wouldn't you just know it? Ganó! He doubled his money just like that. After the first draw, ahora he had a whole 10 cents so he could bet a whole dime on the next game del monte. Bam! He won again. Apostó otra vez and he won a quarter. He bet el cuara and he just kept on winning. It went on and on like that toda la mañana until he had won $75.
Wow, said Canutito, forgetting to chew, because he was so impressed with what his great grandpa had done. He must have bought a whole lot of pencils with that kind of dinero.
Oh, not quite, mijo, said Grandpa Caralampio. El tontito was so excited about having won todo ese dinero que he forgot to buy the pencil. Ay! When he came back pa la escuela in the afternoon, his teacher le dio un jarazo whack and made him stay after school. For that reason, my papa didn't like to punish me too much. No matter how atroz I was, I could never be tan malvadito as he had been in his own day.
And so until next time, this is Larry Torres saying, bueno, bye, for Habla Usted Spanglish.